your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Jimmy, thanks for taking some extra time to go on with this second segment. I think this article is so damn important, written by three highly qualified guys, educated at University of California, I believe at Berkeley, educated at Yale, educated at Notre Dame, attorneys and physicians. They give some very compelling arguments that are very, very contra-mandate. You want to state some of those and give your opinions?
Well, so they used the Jacobson test, which gave those 4 points that they mentioned in the previous segment. And when they counter them, they're basically saying, look, you know, individual liberty does not allow you to hurt someone else, right? You can't at your own expense or your own benefit hurt someone else. That's understandable. And they also believe the government has, in the case of dire need, the government has the opportunity to seize property or to do things in the benefit of the nation. And that's important. You know, there are occasions when that's necessary. The draft is a very important issue in order to save the nation from, you know, an invasion or a war. Those are types of things that are justifiable. But in this particular case, we're talking about a compelling interest that is actually unproven. We know that there's about 500,000 annual deaths from tobacco is one of their points. So we haven't had that many people die from COVID-19. Yet the federal government has never curtailed tobacco use in a meaningful way, just other than public, information campaigns. There's not enough to trigger a compelling interest for that, as well as alcohol abuse and a number of other things, or eating fat-rich foods, for instance, for heart disease, which is one of the largest killers in America.
Yep.
So the compelling interest is gone. So the individual liberty, that's one of the points. Go ahead.
Yep. It's really, really, really gratifying to me to have an article like this up on our website, because I think this gives the most logical explanation for disagreeing with Joe Biden in terms of the consequences of no mandates. You know, it's interesting the fact that as we talked earlier in the week during another daily editorial, we talked, and this is not a daily editorial, this is a segment on the weekend radio show, obviously. But I think it's very, very interesting that such an interest was taken in a point that the article brought up at the very beginning, and that is that America is very much a freedom-loving country, and Americans don't believe that in all instances the federal government can tell them everything that they have to do. And they bring out the fact that this particular lack of action is absolutely essential to the American psyche. Go ahead, bud.
Yeah, so one of the second points that they make, in the original case in Jacobson with the Supreme Court, was the vaccine is not to be arbitrary or oppressive. But what we're finding is that, in fact, this is a new technology. It hasn't been tested fully. And there's not the science to back that up. But the fact is, people are being forced and they're losing their jobs, certainly federal government employees, as well as people with over 100 workers. And a number of places have fired individuals because they wouldn't take the vaccine. We see that. And then we don't know, though, and one of the issues is it's not oppressive. This is particular arbitrary and oppressive because they don't take in consideration of natural immunity at all. And I think that's something, again, that we've made the point on this show, that without judging natural immunity or actually looking at putting as much effort into therapeutics, that you're missing something and you have to question why they're forcing that. So the legal argument is this doesn't make any sense to continue because, these are oppressive, and there are other things that you need to consider before you force people into this situation. A third justification that they make is reasonably required for public safety. And I mentioned earlier, we know that you get the vaccination, which is no longer a vaccination. It's just it's an inhibitor. It's not really not doing what a vaccination should do, protect you completely from the disease. It actually just stops you from having severe, apparently, from severe cases in hospitalization, potentially death. But in fact, we know that people still die with the vaccines. We know that people still pass the information pass the disease with the vaccine. So, and then of course, the last point that they make is that, you know, is there medical history that shows that it's safe and effective? There's no long, we have only been a year with these vaccines. And what we're seeing with these VIRS reporting is a major problem with that case. So, four key points in the Jacobson Supreme Court case are basically completely undermined in this article and very effectively put out there for people to understand. And I think, you know, when you start walking further and you start looking at the potential of lockdowns and shutdown, taking away people's jobs, you're crossing the line into an area of authoritarianism that the world has not seen since, you know, the communist powers. And of course, we're seeing it in China in many cases. But, it's very disturbing. Neil Oliver, GBN, a Great Britain news network, a British commentator, he does a video just recently. And I'll tell you, that video is incredibly powerful because he talks through the segregation of individuals and the policies that are out there in Australia. And he uses Austria as a prime example where they are forcing everyone in February to have the vaccine, everyone in the country. And right now, if you do not have the vaccine, you cannot shop, you cannot go into a restaurant or anything if you don't have the vaccine. Yet, if you're an employee of that restaurant or that bar or that shop, you are forced to go to work. So how does that make any sense? How can you force someone to go to work without the vaccine, but then at the end of the day, they can't go back and buy from that shop or eat in that restaurant? And this is the absolute scary lengths that some governments are willing to go to think to control something that they cannot and will not be able to control. This is not controllable. And it's proven that they have failed in numerous ways. They continue to lie and force people into this pressure with no real justification other than expansion of power and succumbing to financial interests, certainly of the pharmaceutical companies, but also globalist objectives.
You know, Jimmy, I got to tell you, it's a great way to force the will of the government on the individual. And in the United States, I firmly believe, having lived here for, 78 years now, I firmly believe that that's an impossibility. You're not going to be able to do it. People, as this article brought out at the very beginning, are too stubborn to do something like that. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to be right back after that top of the hour news.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.